And welcome back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy PM Sports Page Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Mid Prairie Senior Cross Country Runner, Jameson Stutzman. Jameson, it's great to have you on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Jameson, you're heading back to the state cross country meet this weekend in Fort Dodge. But before we preview that, let's look back and see how you're able to make it. You actually qualified as a team. But first off, individual, you had a runner-up finish, second at the Williamsburg course in 1646. So first off, Jameson, what did you think of your run last week?
I'm pretty proud of my run. I knew I could place really high in that meet, and I knew there was potential to get a top two finish. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that I finished that high, and I'm excited for the next meet.
Sure. And what did you think of the course? What was the plan coming in to attack it?
Originally, we thought it would be windier than it was going to be, so the plan was to draft a lot. I still used that plan and tried to stay behind people as much as I could and then pass them and get up to the next person quickly. Four of us guys had a really good pack for about a mile there, so that was really helpful. And then at the end, it was just kind of me and Ty Carr that finished it out.
Mm-hmm. And you did have four that cracked the top 10, and the team is heading back to state. It's been a few years since that. So first off, what does this mean to the whole group to finish off the year in Fort Dodge?
This is a dream come true. This has been our goal all along, and with Thaddeus being injured, it's been a little difficult to keep our minds and our everything focused on state, but it's been... Going back to state has been a huge relief, and hopefully that just will run at state. So,
mm-hmm. And how do you think the team has improved throughout the year?
We've come a long way with our mental game, like not getting too stressed out for a meet, but just focusing on what each individual person needs to do that will make the team better. Mm-hmm. And I think we've come a long way in that.
How about you? How do you think you've improved as a runner, maybe from last year to this year?
I've done a lot better with knowing where I need to be in the race and knowing what I need to be running and who's around me and being more aware of what I'm doing in the race rather than just kind of running it and like, oh, I'm here, what do I do now? But having a pre-race strategy that I'm following for each race.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, Jameson, you are heading back to a state. You were there last year. How can the experience of having already ran the course at Fort Dodge help you this weekend?
I think it's a big help because, you know, everyone's nervous when they go to state. It happens. And being there last year just gives me that experience of knowing what the course is like, knowing what the start is like where the turns are. That's helpful. And just knowing the atmosphere, too, like right before the gun goes off, everyone's like crazy nervous and you can like almost feel it. So knowing that atmosphere and being prepared for that is a huge help.
Mm-hmm. And have you helped your team throughout the week, letting them know about some tips and tricks, what they can expect this coming weekend?
Yeah, me and Nathan have kind of been explaining it, and Lucas Bontrager was there as an alternate his freshman year. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of been talking about it, and yeah, the guys understand what we're doing, and we got a goal of winning state, so.
Right on. Well, that was the next question. So the team, goal of winning state. How about Individually for you? What do you expect out of yourself this weekend?
Individually, my goal is to place top five. And if I beat Ty Carr, who beat me by 6 seconds at districts, I think I can place top five. So that's my goal right now.
What type of leadership role do you think you've taken on this year in your senior campaign for the Golden Hawks?
I mean, I'm a team captain, and between me and Lucas, we're the team leaders, and we talk to everybody before the meets in a huddle, and we're the leaders of the team, and everyone kind of knows that, and yeah, it's not like we make people do stuff, but it's just kind of, if they have a question, they know they can come and ask us, mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think that's been helpful to our team as well, because last year, we didn't have any seniors. And it was a little more up in the air who was the leader. So
sure. Jameson, this weekend, knowing coming in that your final career race at the high school level is going to be at state, what do you think is going to be running through your mind as you gear up for a finale?
I mean, I'm sure I'll be nervous, but I'm going to be determined, and I'm confident that I can run well. And Mark and Aaron have been so great in preparing me for this and just giving me their confidence and, like, being confident in me. So I'm, yeah, confidence is kind of what I'm going for right now.
Sure. Jameson, what's your favorite course and why?
Probably Monticello. I really like Monticello. It's a well-taken care of course, and it's generally pretty fast, and the competition there is always really good.
Okay. Well, let's get outside of cross country. Of course, graduation just months away. So have you decided what you want to do come next fall?
I'm planning on going to Kirkwood and studying for business and getting an accounting degree in business, majoring in accounting.
Okay. So why did you choose that route?
I've always loved working with numbers like that, and I see it as a great opportunity, and I kind of really enjoy that stuff, and I know a few people that have went on to pursue that career. So,
mm-hmm. Why did Kirkwood seem like a good fit for you?
Well, I'm doing Kirkwood classes right now with high school, and I really like their format. I like the way they teach, and yeah, overall, it's been very appealing, and the option of going online if I have to has been nice.
For sure. Last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
I focus on the race beforehand, and I kind of run through my mind what I'm going to plan on doing during the race so that I don't have to be figuring out a strategy during the race. So, yeah.
Well, Jameson, congratulations on heading back to state, and best of luck on Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's Jameson Stutzman of the Mid Prairie Cross Country Team. Join us as this week's PM Sports Page Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Best of luck to Jameson and the Golden Hawks competing this weekend. Let's take one final break, and we'll close things out on the PM Sports Page next on AIM at FMKCII.